Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful downtown Portland. And we welcome all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and down in Texas and our two home stations here in Portland, KUFO and KXTG. A little music this week on the Nation from our buddy Bob Seger. And I wanted to bring something to everybody's attention that listens to the show. The one thing we have never had an in-depth discussion on is knives. Now, you know my background. I cook on television. I do this radio stuff. I do private functions, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got a long list of things I do. And most of the people that we have on here have this similar or same type of situations. But we've never talked about how important it is to have really good knives in your kitchen, whether it's for barbecue or whether it's just your general cooking or if you're a professional like that. So today I've asked David Malik from Gunter Wilhelm Knives, and he's the CEO. He's the boss man there. And he's also a friend of our friend Vic Clevenger. David's going to be with us in just shortly. And we're going to be talking for the next 45 minutes about good knives. And Gunter Wilhelm Knives are really good. And don't forget, Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. From the heart of the Pacific Northwest, beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. So, David, welcome.
It's good to be on your show. I'm here right now at the Sportsman and in Washington State Fair, and it's awesome. Looking forward to talk about knives with you and your audience.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And, yeah, you are. You're up in Puyallup as we talk, and they've got the Sportsman Show going on up there through Sunday, and it's very well attended at times. I know that, just like the Sportsman Show here in Portland is well attended. So, first of all, let me ask you, how did you get involved in the knife business?
It's a long, funny, interesting story. My background is completely different. I'm from the high-tech industry. My specialty is a semiconductor for mobile phones.
Okay.
So it's very, very far from knives. However, when I moved to the States, my neighbor was involved with knives, and I joined him. We started collaborating. I helped him, and later on, we became partners. And today, I'm the CEO and owner of Gunter Wilhelm Cutlery & Cookware.
So you had no experience except maybe a paring knife in the kitchen to speak of?
I had no knowledge about knives. I was, like most people, I was buying knives as deals and stuff like that. I didn't appreciate the quality, and I didn't appreciate a good tool, which is probably a good thing, because I came to this industry without any previous knowledge or assumptions, and I came in, started to develop new stuff, and today, thanks God, we are doing pretty well.
Well, that's terrific. So now the next obvious question is, and we'll get more into the particulars as we go through the show, but what makes Gunter Wilhelm Knives different than the stuff you can go buy in any kind of high-end kitchen food store?
It's a great question, and I think that this can give us an opportunity to go a little bit into the technicality of how you design some knives and what makes what is the difference between a knife that costs you $5, $50, $150, or $500.
Right.
It's a question that a lot of people are puzzled. they don't are not sure exactly what are the differences. And I'll be more than happy to share a little bit of my experience in this field. So when we started, the whole idea was we went to a lot of chefs in the tri-state area, so New York, Jersey, Boston, and we asked them what they are missing. And we went to the high-end guys at the time. Woodstock Classic was the dominant player in the market, and everyone that had a good knife would say Woodstock.
Right.
And we searched, and there were some interesting inputs. The first one was the balance. When you are in the kitchen, you want a balanced knife. The second part was the edge retention, smooth spine, all kinds of small features that enhance your experience in the cooking activities. And
sure,
it doesn't matter if you are in at home and you are an amateur cook that are working in your own kitchen making a meal for one, two people, or if you are in a mass production activity that can feed thousands or tens of thousands of people in a big event.
Sure.
So all of the, you want a good, reliable, precision, balanced knife that will make your life easier. And the same thing like in any other profession. If you are a dentist, if you are a mechanic, if you are a carpenter, you want a good tool and a reliable tool that will make your life much easier and much faster and also safer, because a sharp knife is a safe knife.
So yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we took all those parameters and created what we call the first triple tang knife, which basically have the same amount of steel to balance the blade. So it is balanced. We selected the well-known German steel, the X50 CRMOV15, which is a very good metal. It's a good steel that can be sharp, hold the edge pretty well, and can be resharpened quite easily. And we created the small extra steps, like we round the spine of the edge so you don't get the chef callus. A lot of the chefs might even cut themselves and bleed from the spine of the blade, which is, I even didn't know that it's possible because it's supposed to be safe. But when you are in the kitchen and you rub your finger against the spine of the blade, if it is square, you are going to cut yourself eventually. So we took those things, we got some advanced heat treatment technologies, and we created our first line in 2002, which is called the Executive Chef Series. And with this chef series, we got all the way to the White House. So we are getting quite knowledgeable and quite appreciated by a lot of executive chefs and professional chefs, celebrity chefs, and also a lot of home cooks that appreciated a good knife. One of the advantages that we have, because technology-wise, we are very similar to the high-end brands. We are using the same steel, the same technology, more or less. We have a little bit more extra steps, like smoothing the spine. So we are a little bit actually more expensive. However, we selected a different marketing model and sales model, which is direct to consumer. So you don't have the huge markups that you pay once you go into the big boxes. And we are able to, this way, to cut about 30% of the sell price for our consumers. So we got, it was very good time for us. And as time moved, we decided to move into more and more arenas. In 2013-14, we started to develop three ProCut collections. And obviously, we decided as an engineer, I took the liberty, went all over the world, tested different techniques, different steels, different technologies. And at the end of the day, I came back to the German steel.
There you go.
And it's a great steel. It has a lot of, I would call it, it's a good compromise, but in a positive way.
Sure. David, we have to take a break, but we're going to be back with David Malik, the CEO of Gunther Williams Knives, and this is good stuff, so don't go away. Barbecue Nation will return. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. If you would like to email us, it's bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. That's just the letters BBQ and then the word nation. At alphamediausa.com. By the way, I'm going to announce a couple winners that we had from last week's trivia contest. You guys got it right, so congratulations. Also, we have Facebook, of course. That's Barbecue Nation with JT. And a couple of our affiliates, shout out to today, KACI in the Dalles and KSEY in Seymour, Texas. So thanks for everybody. We've got David Malik, CEO of Gunther Williams Knives, Wilhelm Knives, excuse me. How did you come up with the name?
It's part of the founder of the company that we gave some thanks to the guy that helped us with the first steps of creating the company and the first technology. So we are buying our stuff. So we are a U.S. company.
Yeah.
Let's make it clear, we are a U.S. company, but the manufacturing is done in Germany, in a small town that a lot of people are familiar with. The name is Solingen. So when you're talking about Solingen steel and Solingen production, we are making a lot of our activities there. The first executive chef series was started its life in Germany and then finished in China because of the extra manual labor. And when we progressed, and in, as I stated, about 2013-14, we started to go international. It was very easy for us to move everything back to Germany, and so we can start international activities, grow our brand, and moreover, a lot of technology, know-how, and machineries in Solingen, Germany. So we moved our facilities and production into Solingen. It's an experience, I can tell you. It's you are traveling all over the world, and you see a lot of technologies, and we try to bring a lot of stuff to the U.S. However, it was very tough, and we decided to leave it in Germany.
Yeah.
And we are very proud to be a U.S. company. We support a lot of activities in the United States. One of the new lines is called the Lightning Procut, so we have three lines. It's called the Lightning Procut, Thunder Procut, and Premier Procut. All of them have outstanding performances. The idea was to start and having a Japanese cutting capabilities. And Japanese cutting capabilities are pretty well known all over the world. Those are very hard blades, keep the edge very, very nice and for a long time. Super sharp.
Yes.
At the same time, they have a drawback that since they are very hard, they are also more brittle and not very flexible.
Sure.
While we are talking about barbecue, you would like to have a flex fillet knife. You would like to have something that will work well. Plus, when you want to resharpen the blade, you want it to be a very easy activity and not to spend hours and hours on a grinding wheel or whetstone and stuff like that.
Sure, absolutely. Hey, David, I want to have a question for you. So the average person who's not a big league chef or is not a barbecue competitor or doesn't cook on TV or anything like that, but they're at home, but how do they know what a good knife is? How do you test for a good knife? Not just the balance, but everything else. How can the person, this Joe consumer, walk up and say, put two knives in his hands and maybe one of them's yours and one of them's a, you know, Chicago cutlery or something, and say, this is a better knife? How do they figure that out?
Well, this is an awesome question, if I may say so. It's very hard to tell without an objective question. So I'm an engineer, so I like to have something very, very definitive. And not this knife can cut five ropes or skin five deers and so on. So
right.
Apparently there is something which is a standard. In engineering, everything should have a standard. And it is a standard for knives. I believe that most people in the market are not even aware that there is a standard for that. And the standard is called the ISO EN 8442-5-2004, and people don't need to remember that. But there is a standard, and it's quite simple. You take the knife, and the first thing you are checking that it's food safe. Now, if you are creating a knife for kitchen that is not food safe, then you are in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's assume that your knife is food safe and the steel is good and the bolster, everything is conform to the food safety requirements. Then they take the knife and check it as a knife. They put it on the spine and they put a stack of cards, silica cards. It's like a regular card, but they're a little bit thinner. This is the standard. They lock it into a machine that have a constant pressure that can be measured, and they start to cut. The first three cuts are the initial sharpness of your knife, and they give a good indication how well you perform your job in the geometry of the knife.
Sure.
So to pass the standard, you need to cut 50 cards. You didn't cut 50 cards, this is a bad sign, because a lot of materials can be sharp. They don't hold the edge, but they will be very sharp at the beginning.
Right.
Now, if you pass the 50 cards and the first three strokes, you keep and completing six cycles of cuts. By those sixty cycles, you need to pass 150 cards. At this point, your knife is probably very dull, but you need to pass 150 cards. A lot of the $5, $10 knives will not pass this test.
No.
So when you because the steel is too soft, there is not enough carbon inside, the geometry is not correct, all kinds of reasons why they will not pass the test, but there is a test. When, as I mentioned, when we started in 2002, the golden standard was by Woodstuff, and they did about 200 and something cards, which is pretty good. And we compared and we did the same performances. With the new ProCut collections, as I mentioned, my specialty is semiconductor for mobile phones, I took some of the technologies that are designed for superconductors, and after the test that I looked around the world, I decided to go back to the German steel and apply some of those superconductor heat treatment algorithms to the edge of our knives.
Okay, so, David, wait a second. We got to take a break, but we're going to come back with this because I find this fascinating. We're talking with David Malik, CEO of Gunther Wilhelm Knives. And don't go away because we're going to finish telling you how you know you've got a good knife. Stay with us. It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033. At Barclays, buysellpawn.com. I think I'm going to Kathmandu. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue That's Nation. Really, really this part of Barbecue to. Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef like your grandpa used to raise. And if he didn't raise beef, he should have, because it should have been just like Painted Hills. And Barclays down in Woodburn, they have the collectible silver dollars and 14 karat or better gold rings, gold watches for special occasions. That's Barclays. Buy and sell down in Woodburn. Check them out. Don't forget to check out our show. Also, the podcast version on SoundCloud with Barbecue Nation with JT. And again, real quickly, you can email us at barbecuenation@alphamediausa.com. knives.com. Now we're talking with David Malik, CEO of Gunter Wilhelm Knives. And in the last segment, I kind of cut you off and I apologize for that, but we were talking about you were using some of the cell phone technology that you'd worked on and brought it to working and creating these knives in the production.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. We did a very sophisticated heat treatment algorithm. It's basically you are putting those blades into a very cold environment with liquid nitrogen going into minus 120 degrees. And there is a certain algorithm, and this algorithm allows the steel or enhance the steel capabilities to create a, what I call a wickedly sharp edge. So our angles can go between 10 to 15 degrees, which is very, very sharp. But not only to keep the initial sharpness, but also to have a significant better edge retention. So if you remember from the previous segment, 200, 220 cards were very, very good numbers. Our new blades, the ProCut collections, are not doing 200, they are not doing 300. We are closer to 600 cards, which is, I believe that some of your audience that are, if they are competitor of Gunter Wilhelm, just fainted. So 600 cards is something super significant. And when you are in your kitchen, your home kitchen, or you are in a restaurant or a barbecue competition, you want a sharp edge, but you want it to stay sharp. And this is what we offer. And we offer it with no additional cost to the end consumer because, again, we are able to sell directly. So a super knife like the Premier or the Thunder, which are very elegant, and you can see them in all kinds of nice retail activities or caterers, they are below $100. And for barbecue, we have the Lightning, so for food sport and food service, we have the Lightning, which is a little bit, it looks a little bit more simple. It has plastic handles, which are antibacterial, and small bolsters, and all kinds of patterns that makes it very nice. They are still balanced and wickedly sharp, and they will cost you about $40-$45 per knife. So the premium that you are paying for a knife like this that can compete easily with knives that cost $200, $300, $500 is unheard of.
Yes. And so, David, I wanted to ask you a question. When you put one of your knives in the hands of, say, somebody that has used Henkels or Woosteffs or, you know, the list goes on for a long time, and they and you put one of your knives, one of your chef's knives, for example, or a fillet knife, and you say, here, try this, what is their reaction most of the time?
This is a funny answer, but usually it will be wow. I'll give you an example from last night. Last night we had we are in the sportsman activity. We do some knife demonstration, not knife. We do food cooking demonstration.
Right.
And I believe that your audience is familiar with the name Mark Lambert.
Right.
And he's a very well known figure or Vic or Safran. Yesterday, Mark had the opportunity to use my knife for the first time. And he comes to me and say, it cut like butter. It's an awesome knife.
Yep.
So, and I didn't synchronize it with him. So if by chance somebody's calling Mark and he has some other information, I apologize for that. I didn't talk with him. But this is what he came and said, wow, this is amazing. We are very fortunate to be part of, for example, the State Cook-Off Association.
Yes.
We are working with Ken also, and they selected us as the official cutlery of the SCA, not because I have blue eyes, because I don't have blue eyes, but because of the quality of our product.
Right.
Not we have the food sport in retail, as I mentioned at the beginning, we are very honored and proud to be the official cutlery of the White House Chef Tours. So when they travel around, they are going with the Gunter Wilhelm cutlery and cookware. We also have a great cookware element. And this is, so the first response usually will be, wow. Now, the more interesting part is what happens after a week or two, because everybody can create a sharp knife for a few hours. But it's very hard to create a sharp knife that maintains its edge, and edge retention is outstanding. So I always tell them, be careful. Those are wickedly sharp blades, and they call me after a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, from schools, from homeowners, chefs, professionals. And it's something that really gives me a good feeling to see that a design of a knife, which is a basic tool for our society, it's the best friend that we have in the kitchen, and everybody eats it, you know. It's a proud and honored, humbling feeling to hear those comments from those great people that I admire their capability of in barbecue. I'm not a chef. I'm not a good chef, definitely. And I see those barbecue guys that are able to create those amazing dishes. And they come to me and thank me. I just provide the tool. They thank me for this kind of quality. And I'm really honored and humbled to be part of their activity.
How did you select your handle? You've got, like you said, you've got a synthetic handle, but you've also got some wood and stuff on there. So on a few of them. So how did you design that? I think they're really sharp looking, and I don't mean that's a bad play on words, I guess, but they're very succinct looking. A lot of people that promote knives, and we've seen them at trade shows and on television. I've worked with some of them, you know, they kind of have a mundane handle, or they say, you know, this is indented here to rest your fingers in and stuff. Well, not everybody's hands are the same size. So, but to select the handle, aesthetically, a lot of times the handle is the part that sells the knife.
The 100% correct. First of all, you look with your eyes and decide what you like and what you prefer. Selecting the handles, the first part is the practicality. We insist that our handles or the blades will be balanced. So we, for example, even the plastic handle, the synthetic handle, has a full inner tank, so the steel goes all the way to the end of the handle.
Right.
We don't compromise with the quality, create the balance, the precision. We make sure that it's 3 millimeter thickness, the blade, to give the heftiness and precision that you need in your hand. Now, obviously, there is no size that fits them all. So we have a couple of different sizes. For example, the Lightning, since it was designed for the food sport and food service, is a little bit thicker and longer, so you can use them with a glove.
Right.
Because the grip and all those things. There is something that I call a smart bolster. It gives you the place to rest your fingers, not to rub them against the spine of the blade. So it's very, very ergonomic. It makes your life easier. The Premier is a little bit smaller handle. It's designed for versatile uses. This is the way that we do the handles. And to be honest, I have one partner that helped me with all those handle designs. I make those molds. We do a 3D printing, and we test them, and then we modify and all those things. And my partner is my wife.
There you go.
Every time she tests those the handles. I test the handles. We have our employees. They test the handles, what is comfortable. And again, we are very blessed that our consumers and our friends believe that we have a very comfortable and good design.
Excellent.
I'm very fortunate.
Excellent. We've talking with David Malik, CEO of Gunter Wilhelm Knives, and we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. Come back and wrap up the show. I think I'm going to Kathmandu. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, Dr. Dave's in the cave, and we're talking with David Malik, CEO of Gunter Wilhelm Knives. We're going to give you a new report next week on KCBS because they had their Wells Family Awards there, both Carolyn and her late husband. So I'll give you an update on those because those were just last week. Anyway, we're talking with David Malik, like I said, from Gunter Wilhelm Knives. And we were saying off the air that how our wives are sometimes our, not our harshest critics, but they're pretty straightforward and they'll say, we like this, we don't like this. Yours in dealing with knives, mine with dealing with recipes. Do you have other people that you say, okay, we've got a group of people and these are our official testers. We've got these five food professionals, whether they're a chef or they're a line cook or whatever they are, and they go through and test these for us when we come out with a new product?
Sure. So the first one is done at home with my wife, my daughter, and our employees. So we test it first. Once this one is approved, or not once, in parallel we go and we are, very fortunate to work with the White House Chef Tour. Those guys have a huge experience, and they know everything about cooking and the requirements. So they are a one line of testers. So we are testing with professional chefs. If it is the White House Chef Tour, we are working with some big companies in the food service. So we have a couple of corporate chefs that will test it for us, and they give their comments. A project like this, to create a knife, it took me about 3 years to come with a new line. It's not something that it takes time, it takes the energy. Sometimes it's the geometry needs to be changed, the space between the blade and the handle, all kinds of small tweaks that at the end create something that is useful, reliable, practical. I'll give you one small thing that hurts, and I know it hurts myself. We decided to go with a satin finish, so it's not very sharp.
Hello?
Because you won't see the scratches after you are using the knife. So I'm losing some points in sales, but I know that in the long run, those people would appreciate the quality, appreciate the item, and they will come back. And thank God, during the holidays, we always get repeating clients that can buy a six set or for the fifth time, the tenth time, they give it to their colleagues, to their families. We are always proud and honored to be part of those families. And I call them the Gunter Wilhelm family, and I treat them like a Gunter Wilhelm family.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What's on the horizon for you? And we're, folks, I'm going to tell you, we're going to keep David over for the after hours segment, which you will be able to hear on SoundCloud starting in a couple of days. But I'll get him started here. What's in the future for you and the knives?
I'm running my thoughts of making a new line of cutlery that will be even very, very nice with a different handle that will be suitable for culinary schools and professional chefs in the back of the restaurant. And there is something that I'm toying, and for the barbecue community, it won't be a knife. It will be an accessory that currently it's very, very in first stages, but I love the barbecue community. I love the people, and there are so many opportunities to increase our involvement. It's just amazing. So I'm planning to probably introduce something in a year and a half that will be an accessory for barbecue.
There you go. Real quickly, David, we have just a few seconds left. How can people find you? How can people find Gunter Wilhelm Knives?
The easiest way is our online store. It's called Gunter Willem, GUNTERWILHELM.com. We have a pretty nice e-commerce presence, and we are coming to a lot of trade shows. If you can see us, we are in barbecue events, SEA events, nationwide, like now in Washington State. But the easiest way, find us online. We are there. We are manufacturing direct to consumers, so those are very attractive, good prices.
There you go. David Malik, CEO of Gunter Willem. Thanks for being with us here on The Nation. And like I said, folks, he's going to be around for the after-hour show for those of you who are listening to this, the podcast version. Don't forget, we'll be back next week. And our little motto here, turn it, don't burn it. You can check out some of my stuff at thecowboycook.com. And for Dr. Dave, myself, and everybody here in the studio, have a good week. Barbecue something, would you?